Today is the Feast of All Saints. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the book of the Apocalypse. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels who had it in their power to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed, out of every tribe of the children of Israel, of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 sealed, of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000, of the tribe of Gad, 12,000, of the tribe of Asher, 12,000, of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000, of the tribe of Levi, 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 sealed. After this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing round about the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen." Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. At that time, Jesus, seeing the crowds, went up the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, and speaking falsely, say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. There are, as you may recall, four marks of the true church. We say true church, there's only one true church. And there are four marks which point to the true church. One, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Now, all of these marks are important. They're all quite visible. They're all undeniable. That the church is one sacrifice, one doctrine, and on and on. And we skip holy for now, and we say that it is very clear that the church is Catholic. That means it's universal. So the Catholic Church has always been for all men. And it's for all time. This is clear. And we are the only one. And we are also, fourthly, apostolic, and no one else can even come close to having a claim of being from the apostles, being able to trace our origins right to the apostles. And that's clear from history, any history book. But we have a favorite mark, and that is holy. Because to us, it's the most appealing, and it's almost without end that the Catholic Church is holy. And this is primarily because of all the saints. You can read about all of the saints almost from now until the day you die, constantly, and you will not exhaust the stories of the saints. And they are all inspiring and beautiful, magnificent. They're like a beacon of light to the whole world. The sad thing is that most people don't even know anything about the saints, and we include in that Catholics. We can go on and on giving you examples of the saints. We could be here all day long giving you stories of the saints, not their miracles. We could do that too. Not their miracles, but the acts of virtue which are so clearly from God. Like St. John Gualbert, who's ready to avenge his brother's death, and he's ready to put the sword right into the man's heart. And the man pleads with him to have mercy on him in honor of the death of Christ. And St. John Gualbert, imagine the grace. He picks him up and embraces him and forgives him. This is the great feast of the holiness of the church, Feast of All Saints. Remember what the saints are. Generically speaking, the saints are anybody that's in heaven. That's true. And today, we pray to all of them. But specifically, a saint, and generally speaking, a saint means that it is a person who has practiced heroic virtue. Heroic virtue. First of all, these people had to have the true faith. No doubts about the faith, no question about whether or not they had the faith. And in addition to that, they had to actually have Catholic morals and principles. They had to be willing to die in defense of the one true faith. So they had to practice heroic virtue. That's a saint. This day is in honor of all of the saints, especially the great saints, the ones whose statues you see on our walls, the ones who are written about, the ones in more modern times who are canonized. By more modern times, we mean for the last millennium. The purpose of this feast is many-faceted. The first thing, as you know, is that this feast is given to us to thank God for the saints, to honor him for all that he has done. Every single detail of all of the saints' lives comes from God. Remember, not one single thing in the universe that's good comes from anybody but God. Not one single good, no matter how small. Everything comes from God. So when the saints did some great deed, a miracle or a practice of a virtue, no matter what it was, that we attribute to God. Even their consent to the grace that was given to them. God makes us consent to the grace. So we thank God today for all of the saints and every detail of their lives. That's number one. Secondly, we are here today to be inspired by the saints, to contemplate their virtues and their phenomenal lives. And many of them, most of the great saints, were phenomenal, almost beyond belief what they accomplished. Because we are here to be inspired by them, because they are our models. Models in virtue. This is why we are here. To think about the saints. The Protestants are wrong. They say, because they laugh at us, and they say that all we need is Christ. They say he's our model, and it's all we need. Dead wrong. Very sorry for them that they are so confused when they claim to be so attached to the scriptures. St. Paul says in one of his epistles, be imitators of me. This comes from God. These words of St. Paul. This is a commandment from God. St. Paul says, be imitators of me, even as I am of Christ. So this is God saying to us, you must imitate the saints. So they are our models. And as you know, we do not imitate the details of their virtues, but rather the intensity. So if the saint fasted all of his life on bread and water, we don't try to imitate that. But his penance, his spirit of penance, his sorrow for his sins, so they had burning love of God and neighbor. That's what we imitate. the burning love, the undying faith, the immovable hope. And we must study them, since we have this commandment to imitate the saints. The saints were made for you and me to imitate. But since we cannot imitate all of them, we study them so that we can find some, and this is why God made them, made some saints just for you, some just for me. So it is our job to study them and find our saints, saints with whom we can identify, with whom we should identify, not necessarily because they are the same sex as we are, same age, same profession, but something about this saint that we just love. Maybe, and especially because the saint practiced some virtue that we want, we have a great desire to practice, that we feel the need for, or that he or she resisted some great temptations that we have. Saint, maybe we are, and we all are, tempted to this great fault that so many of us have of human respect, concern about what our neighbor thinks of us. We shouldn't give it a single thought what our neighbor thinks of us, only what God thinks. And so we have Saint Vincent de Paul, who was concerned about when a relative of his came, he was ashamed of him, tried to get rid of him, and then he realized what he was doing. And he corrected his fault. So if we want to correct this fault of ours, we might pray to Saint Vincent de Paul. And we all have faults that we want to correct, don't we? So we need to study not only the saints because of our looking for a particular saint or saints for us, but because they were all great at what they did, practicing virtue. We have to study this. How many of you study the saints? How many of you read their lives? If you want to buy a new car, don't you study to see what car you want? For example, this is true of every aspect of our lives. If we want to do something as simple as going to a store, we have to figure out how to get there if we don't know. The saints are our GPS. They tell us how to get to heaven. And we must study. If we want to do something really great, then we spend a lot of time, don't we, studying how to do it. Well, is there anything in your lives that compares to reaching heaven? And do you study? Do you? Do you study how to get to heaven? Don't, do you? Or if you do, it's just about that much. We ourselves have a great devotion to the saints. And we can't even tell you how many saints we pray to every day. We have many saints that we love, not just our patron saints and Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, but some that we really admire and we pray to them often. This is what we suggest you do. This is what this feast is for, to remind you to pray to the saints. And also, we are here today to ask God for mercy through the intercession of the saints. How powerful is that? Our Father Superior just the other day read that there are 100 million martyrs in heaven. 100 million martyrs. Today they're all, if you ask them, if you ask God for his mercy through their intercession, how much mercy is going to be coming to us today? And those are just the martyrs. Believe it or not, this day is also for the purpose of reparation, because the rest of the year we pretty much ignore the saints. Most of our days are spent in frivolous things. But our saints, like our angels, are near us, watching over us, especially, of course, our Blessed Mother. She's our great advocate. Remember, that's one of the easy ways to save your soul, is to have a devotion to the Mother of God. One of our favorite titles of the Blessed Virgin Mary is Advocate of the Wicked. Isn't that beautiful? The Advocate of the Wicked. Because she helps all of us wicked sinners. She helps me. And I need a lot of help. So, most of the year, we don't pay any attention to the saints, even though we may have friends or relatives there. Now, we don't want to pray to our friends and relatives specifically, unless they've been canonized, of course. Some people had relatives or friends who were in heaven. A little flower had family still alive when she was canonized. St. Maria Goretti in our shrine. Her family was there at the canonization. So we don't pray to our family and friends in heaven specifically, since we don't know that they're there, at least not yet. But on this day we pray to them also, if they are there. And we must have some friends and relatives there. But also all of the maybe billions of people who are not canonized, we pray to them today. And we ask God for their intercession, for his assistance through them, through their prayers, especially the great saints, since we should pray to them much more often, shouldn't we? You should think of them more often. Today is a day of reparation in that sense, even though it's a great feast. This was such a big day in the past that they had 3 days of preparation, fasting, prayer, and almsgiving in preparation for this day. That's how great it was considered. We also today pray to the angels. They're part of the Mass, and they're part of the divine office. Not only because of all that the angels did for our redemption, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, to help our Lord and Savior, Blessed Mother, the angels were there helping with the redemption. And all they did for the saints, to help the saints reach heaven. But also, everything they do for us. Constant prayer for each of us. And we may have many saints, remember? Not just one. But also, they're right there before the throne of God with the saints. We don't want to ignore them. They don't want to be ignored by us. So today is a great feast day, and what we have primarily today is heaven more than any other day of the year. We have heaven wide open. God opens up the gates of heaven for us to look up and see all of the saints there. We see that with the epistle. The great poet Dante called the saints in heaven, which we like to refer to this feast day as, he called it the smile of the universe. The saints in heaven. So that's what this feast is. It's the smile of the universe, and it is also the crown of the whole year. Remember that the year starts with Advent, and we hear all about the incarnation, the redemption, the coming of the Holy Ghost, all of the things that lead up to heaven. And today, the crown of the year, we have a vision of heaven. And if you don't have one, then you can make believe that you have one, because heaven is open for all of us today. We should be seeing the saints there, calling out to us. Our attitude today should be that of St. Augustine, who said to himself, "If such as these can do it, of both sexes," he said, "why can't I?" This great feast should be especially dear to all of us, because maybe next year we'll be there celebrating the feast, our feast. We'll be one of the saints maybe next year, at least very soon. And this, most likely, since most of us will not be canonized, this will be our only feast in heaven, our big day. You know that it gives us great hope, the saints in heaven, when we think about them, because of all of that they accomplished, all of the graces they received. And you know that everything that these saints received is offered to you and me. God offers all of these graces of sanctity to each one of us. We just ignore him 99% of the time. But the saints did not. So we can be like them. And do not make the huge mistake, we know we are repeating ourselves, do not make the huge error of thinking that this is not for you, or it's beyond you, or that you don't have any serious obligation to be a saint. Biggest mistake of your life. Because this is why God made the universe. First, for his glory, this is true. But what is going to be his glory for all eternity? The saints. So this is why he created the universe. This is why he made each one of us to be in heaven. And if we have it in our head, our heads, that we do not have any serious chance at being saints, and so therefore we just survive and hope for the best. Not sufficient, brethren. Not enough. We have to be saints. We have to give it our best try. Is that what you're doing? Giving it your best try to be saints? We don't think so. The happiness of heaven is beyond anything that we can imagine. There's no such thing, as you may know, as anything infinite except God. There's no such thing as an infinite number, infinite distance. Nothing's infinite except God and his qualities. All of his attributes are infinite just as he is. But if there was such a thing as an infinite distance, that's how far it would be between our concept of the heaven and the happiness of heaven and the reality. This is how great heaven is. We cannot have a single concept that even begins to tell us what heaven is like. This is why St. Paul said, "Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard what God has in store for those who love him." We can't even begin to understand it or appreciate it, not even a little. This is how great heaven is. One single degree of grace that you possess, a single degree, it's not very much, one degree, is it? It's worth more than all the universe, all of creation, apart from that which is supernatural. Everything physical in the universe, including the angels, apart from their grace, one degree of the grace that you possess is worth more than all of the universe. And you're not even in heaven yet. Because the grace that we possess is a share of what God himself has. A created share, but it's him. This is what we have today on this feast. We have heaven open before us that calls out to us. And it is worth more than anything that we can imagine. And so don't forget to study the saints for many reasons, but especially to find your own particular saints that you can pray to all the time in addition to your angels. This is the feast of all saints. Today we pray to all of them. May God bless you.